This is his second guitar concerto that he's written for me. This guitar concerto, Paganini Variations, is written for full orchestra and guitar. And it takes off on Niccolo Paganini's 24th Caprice, and which is the famous tune, bum ba-da-da-da-lum, ba-da-da-da-lum, that everyone knows. And he rings all sorts of wonderful changes on it. It's a terrific piece.
Why this number 24? I mean, do you have any insight onto this? Because as you mentioned, this 24th Caprice interests so many composers, Liszt, Brahms, Rachmaninoff. Are the other 23 just not that good? Or
no, they're wonderful pieces. The really interesting thing about the 24th Caprice is it takes a very simple tune and it expands it. And I think the thing that composers have really liked is the simplicity of the tune itself. Paganini wrote lots of variations on that tune, but composers are not so interested in the variations so much as this very simple tune, which has all sorts of almost chameleon-like properties to it, so that composers as varied as Rachmaninoff or Ligeti, or in this case Reuters, can grab this tune and bend it in some way to suit their own particular compositional proclivities.
You're the founder of Bridge Records. This is a small independent label dedicated to contemporary works. Can you talk about how your business model works? Obviously, you don't sell hundreds of thousands of CDs.
Right. Well, the record industry is certainly in flux right now. The whole model for distribution is changing almost overnight. Within the last couple of years, for us anyway, our sales have gone from store sales to internet sales, where either through internet services, the well-known ones, or through download services, records are being brought to many more people than in the past. So, actually, the potential for achieving wider distribution, therefore more sales, has really become larger in recent years, and we're beginning to see that. We're putting out more product, we're recording more than we ever have in the past, we're selling more than we ever have in the past. So it's actually, for us, it's really good times.
Why are you such an advocate of contemporary music? I mean, over 300 works have been dedicated to you.
I started playing contemporary music when I was still in high school, and I had some friends who were composers, and they wrote little pieces for me, and I just never stopped. It was something that when I went to conservatory, my closest friends were composers, and so they would write pieces for me, and very early on, I was fortunate enough to work with some really great professional composers. They also wrote pieces for me. And I had some sort of aptitude for, I guess, the complexities of different kinds of music, and the patience that it takes to learn the music. And maybe the most important thing for me is I love to hear it. And so, even not as a player, my enthusiasm for the music of our own time has not diminished at all. And so what that means is, because of course not everybody is writing great music, and they never have in any period of time, what that means is you're constantly on the lookout for a new voice, a voice that really speaks to you, and a voice that you think has some significance, some lasting significance and value. And that really has become a major part of my existence as a musician, is that search.
If you could tell audience members, for example, one thing about contemporary music, how to get into it, what would it be?
Well, I think the best thing to do is relax and not worry about what you're hearing. I think that music, unlike art that you see in a museum, exists in time. And if you're at a live performance, let's say the piece is 15 minutes long, you are only going to get those 15 minutes, and you only have, you know, 10 seconds to hear 10 seconds of music. It's not like you can stand there in front of a painting and try to figure out what the guy is doing. So really what you need to do is just relax, listen to the whole piece without any worries about where it's going and what's going to happen. And at the end, maybe you've caught a few things that have appealed to you. Maybe you haven't. But I don't think that there's anything that you can really do to prepare yourself other than really have an open mind and open ears and just give it a good listen. And that's really what any musician would ask for in response from their audience members.